It's a healing school. In the healing school, you hear for a purpose. You are not hearing, of course, any information from the Word of God, you grow spiritually, okay? But that's not the first purpose. It's not the primary purpose. Look at Luke's Gospel. Hallelujah. Verse 17, Luke 6. And this is what a healing school should look like. Came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great number or multitude, sorry, of the people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon and came to hear him. See that? And to be healed of their diseases. So they heard to be healed. Amen? Say, I hear to be healed. I don't think I heard you. I hear to be healed. So I'm not hearing about healing. You want to hear about healing and have very good information about healing. No. I hear to be healed. And you know, the subject of healing is so important because there's no time you will need. I remember a friend of mine said this years ago. And of course, it's narrow, but I think it was applicable. He said, there are three things you don't assume you already know. You don't master it. You keep hearing it all the time. So one of them is, of course, talk about being led by the Spirit. That you don't master it. You keep hearing it. You keep hearing it. And because they are so critical to how your Christian walk is, and your entire life may turn out, the way you handle, you know, the leading of the Spirit, it's so important. That's what I taught somewhere this morning. It's so important you're a Christian. And I told them something and they were practically shocked that I got an invitation, almost the best kind of invitation I'd ever gotten at that time. And it was all set. I used a blank passport. I went with a good team. We landed in Southern Africa. And I just found out there that I was not led to come. And I told them something interesting that, you know, I blessed people, we taught the word, people were blessed. But that's not the proof that God wanted me to do it. You know, it's so important that you may just think, yeah, I know about the inward witness, I know about, you know, I know all those things, and you are not hearing it to walk in it. So that you can sit down with someone. And you see, story of healing is also so funny that I've had instances where I'm like this, and I had, I remember the first time, that was 2003 or so. No, 2004. Yeah. And I was practically, the feverish was high pitch. And I laid hands on so many people and they got healed. Showing you that you can even have the information on how to minister it, you know, and you yourself, you are not receiving it. So it's important to hear to be healed, to hear to be led. You can write a book on leading of the Spirit. You can do study group for leading of the Spirit. And when it comes to you taking decisions, you panic. You follow the media. You walk in fear. The moment family puts pressure on you like this, the moment somebody calls you, a classmate, you know, and you start to panic. The same you who just taught people, and you know, and they feel like, why? Wow. And it practically solved their life's problems. Which means, you can serve food and not eat it. So it's important you hear and be healed. Don't hear it so that you can share it. Of course, eventually you are going to share it. Because if people need healing, you are going to share God's word with them. But it's good to hear. I mean, so he said that, you know, the leading of the Spirit, then he mentioned healing. That healing is something that you don't say, I've heard it before. I know the scripture, I know this one. You know, nobody lives on stale manner. You have to keep hearing it. There are truths that, you know, you keep hearing again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Leading of the Spirit, healing, and walking in love. Those three areas, they are areas you have to keep feeding. Brother Hickey will say, I don't use that phrase, feeding your faith regularly. You don't say, well, I ate last week now. Well, no matter how much you, if you eat so well, and you are so full, 2 days ago, it doesn't mean you're not going to eat the day after. So, the fact that you had a wonderful time hearing God's word on a day such that you use hours, does not mean by the next day you say, I've already heard the word for today. No. It's like life. God's word is like life. It's like breathing. Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. Which means, he equates it with food. Food. You eat. You feed on it. You feed on it. You feed on it. And when you look at, maybe some of us who, you know, when it comes to divine healing, you had a lot of, I'm going to talk about that shortly, you had a whole lot of stories and testimonies for your personal self, but it's been a gap. If you go and check, you have stopped feeding in those lines. Anything you feed on is what you produce. For example, if a ground now, I was planting, well, I'm a maize farmer, but let me say, I was planting maize, you know, and you put maize, you planted corn, it comes out. So you've been used to planting corn. Then you don't plant there again. For, you don't say, well, I planted last year now, there's no need to plant this year, it will come out by itself. It's wheat that you're going to get. Because you have to plant again. Hallelujah. You planted the last time, you got healed of migraine, amen. You got healed of stomach ulcer, you got healed of this, then plant again. You now leave it there. It's weed you are going to see. Weed. And the weed will now come in form of intelligence, in form of a lackadaisical attitude to divine healing. You know, you are not so comfortable just taking drugs alone. You are just, you are now almost natural. So that the only time you talk about healing, practically, is a Holy Ghost meeting. Where you have the gifts of healing, and it's usually flowing from you to somebody else. Amen. So if you planted something last year, and you have harvested it, you don't say it will plant by itself. You have to plant it again. That's the way it is. You have to plant it again. I told you the story of when I went for a checkup. You know, I'd had the story of someone had given me a testimony. I mean, the doctor had given me a report. So I went again about 9 years after. And the doctor said, well, the different doctor now, but this was a family doctor. And I said, the way it is, blah, blah, blah. And they said those things. And I laughed. I said, I'll be healed. The man said, no, you don't get me. No, I said, you don't understand what I'm saying. You know, I didn't say, well. And the thing is that period, we did a whole lot of meetings. I think a lot of healing services. That was the time we began Charis meetings, that we call Fortress meetings. So we had, we had not done Charis Camp meetings. You know what I'm talking about. We had not done it. So we had, but then I ministered to people a lot. I could have said, it's a big deal. See, people got healed. I said, give me 2 weeks. Why did I say give me 2 weeks? I knew that I had to plant. You have to plant. Because for there to have been sickness, okay, I have to plant. So I said, okay, give me 2 weeks. I didn't go back in 2 weeks, of course. That 2 weeks was immediate confession. So I took a while. That's not the time to be pressing your phone. You know? Something like that. I was believing God, but he sister like that. And I saw movie. I said, you're not ready. You are not ready now. Imagine somebody in ICU asking that, I want to watch Big Brother. You know? Imagine a Christian having time to be watching Big Brother. And they are even discussing what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I only hear from the Philistines. What do you know I'm talking about? Who are Philistines? You don't know what I'm referring to. Anyway. You know, that's not the time to, that's the time to feed, to feed on that subject, to stay on it. And some of us, we stay very little on something, very little. Something about the faith of God is that it's persistent. He doesn't give up. You stay very little, after like one day, you say, Pastor Motiku, you know, and almost like, there was something like that was trying to tell me. The sister like that, she was having troubles, you know, with their our family and the gospel and all that. She would call me every 1 hour. They said this, so what, hey, why are you calling me every hour to tell me, hey, hey. In fact, they really abuse our ministry. So what should I do? I'm just telling you, you're practically relying on me. I said, look, as soon as I drop your call, I do something else. You are the one that has to feed on God's word by yourself. And I know something that, for those of us who have been in the faith, I heard this from Brother Egan and I argued it a lot because I felt, not publicly, when myself, that, when he said that when you get to a level of faith in Christian faith, that you, some things that would easily work before. Like somebody will just call you on the phone, speak a word, that it just doesn't work. You have to now use your faith by yourself to believe God to receive your healing. I said, no, God's word is permanent. God's word is constant. Forgetting that there is babe in God's word and the spiritual. And that's just it. So, you have to learn to feed on the word. Don't forget what I said. You are planting. Jesus described the kingdom like planting a seed. And that seed principle is all over the Bible. You are planting. And that patience of someone planting. You are planting. Imagine planting, look at this, planting very close to the time you are supposed to harvest. That's too close. Give it room. There's a planting season. Pastor Hagin will say that you don't start learning to fight war when the war has started. You don't start learning divine healing when suddenly your heart palpitation is increasing. At that point, you may need a healing meeting instead. Which is also God's will. But the point is that, you know, imagine feeding on this on a daily basis. Not that sickness will not try to attach itself to itself or come to your body or even fall ill. But you are ready. Your mind is ready. The first thing on your mind is not some reports. It's not some reports and all that. You know, someone was asking me, to what extent do I read medical reports? I said, to the extent that the knowledge does not conflict God's word. When you start reading, the eventual is result. You can read to learn symptoms so that you know that what's happening to you is not the move of the Spirit. Do you get it? You can. I've canceled a couple before. You'll be surprised that the couple did not know when the ovulation period was. These are graduates. I guess that the way they pass school was put on your head, put it down. Beru Besor. That was the way they. Because I just said, before we start praying, let's even do. So don't I just know. Okay? But when you start hearing the so-so and so, you are now hearing something else. Do you get it? It's to that limit. And you have to limit it too. I know some of you also who are medical practitioners, whether doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and all that. You can't limit that in talking to your patients and say, I'll stop at this point. Well, you also have to know the difference between, you know, that professional aspect of yours and your faith. Okay? So, he had this to be healed. And the study of healing does not require much study. No. Look at the people that get healed in Bible. They were not Bible scholars. They didn't have to know that Matthew 8:17 is not physical healing. That was not what they knew. If I'm not careful, some of that knowledge that is supposed to help people to, you know, clarify areas of scripture, I mean, just become the albatross for you. So it weakens your resolve. You have to be careful. So they are not scholars. Naaman was not a scholar. He didn't even have a Bible. He didn't have anything. He didn't go scripture. Naaman was an idol worshipper who eventually became a worshipper of God. And there was just a maid in his house. I know somebody who. I said, hey, let's go. He took the normal gifts. And Elisha said, it's not the time for it. Go and wash yourself in the pool in Jordan 7 times. He first argued. Did it 7 times and was cleansed of leprosy. Leprosy is not rashes, though. 7 times. And he was cured. So it's not a scholar. You have to be a scholar. It's not, as I'm saying it now, do you know, as I'm saying, this is God's word. What I'm saying now is God's word. You are not waiting for a time that will now really explain. No. Just hearing this is God's word for healing. Just hearing this is God's word for healing. Just what I'm saying now. The way I'm saying it. What I'm talking about. Is God's word for healing. Those people who came to Jesus and touched him to be healed, they were not Bible scholars. They just wanted healing and believed for it. So hear it to be healed. Don't forget how we started. If the kingdom of God is like a seed, then you know that you have to plant. You have to plant. Imagine planting a seed about divine healing every day. I've taught you before, and I'll bring it again. Any scripture on text that talks about forgiveness of sins is a healing scripture. Because the sign of forgiveness of sins is healing. Any scripture that talks about salvation is a healing scripture. Because the sign of it is divine healing. That is why there is virtually no text, listen carefully now, whether Old Testament or Epistles, that deals with the physical body healing the power of God, that's not a healing scripture. So, it's not, you don't have to be scholarly about it. Not at all. Not at all. It's just belief. Believe God's word. Like the song we said, you know, I believe what you say of me. Look at Luke 1. Hallelujah. Now, I really trusted God to know what to share today. It's a very, very... I mean, I didn't know we were going to have this healing school until just last week. And I knew this today, and I knew what I was going to say from the very first minute. It wasn't like I'm going to teach anything deep on healing. I just want to share something simple with you. Very simple. And something that I have practiced. Hallelujah. Something very simple. Now look at Luke 1. This is Mary. And I don't pity, you know, when we're younger as believers, they used to tell us that Brother Hagin, people like, I fed a lot of E.W. Kenneth, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, a bit of Fred Price, so just that for that angle. And they usually used to warn us about reading newspapers. You know, I was called pressman, and I used to read it for a lot. Be careful what you read, be careful what you read. And so, naturally, when I'm reading newspapers, when I see something, I dodge it. As soon as I get to those kind of news, they say we should not read. I hear their voice, four of them, bam, shh. So I just move, shh. Now, I don't pity this generation. You don't have to buy newspapers. You don't have to buy at all. You know, there are some people like that. In fact, there was something I had to do. Because I'm involved in my alumni association, so we have this WhatsApp group. I mean, I'm the president, of course, I'm not the past president. I almost can't say I can exit. But there was a time. It was as though there was a price for bad news. That per day will post bad news and God will hug you. So guys say, bad, this one. I had to tell them, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not that strong. So I just exited myself. I said, no, I can't. Every day. And they say, this is not, we cannot play ostrich. We have to face reality. I say, can't you face it alone? Abby? What about Sushia? Yeah, this one is happening. And that's it. You know? And that's how some people reason. So, we used to think that you just judge from newspapers, the news, you change it. But now, just your phone. And some people like that, you don't know how they got on your WhatsApp contact. They'll just forward one nonsense, bagger. Some on Facebook, that's what gets them excited. Excited. Some people are wired for negative things. Like they smoke it. So I won't deceive you why I said this. Let me tell you why I said this. You need to definitely be careful what comes to your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, "My son," it says, "guard your heart with all diligence." You know, I sensed something before I started, before we got to this. Some of us are not guarding our hearts. You are not guarding. See, you are a human being, though. And you will process fear like a human being. Don't process it. You process fear, you process doubt, unbelief. You think that doubt and unbelief are just for pulpit. They're not for pulpit, though. They are for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Of course, take the precautions you should take naturally. But precautions can only just be as good. They can't be perfect. They can't be. They said, for example, a lot of people that had throat cancer, lung cancer, a few years ago, that a good percentage were not smokers. They are just around smokers. How do you want to dodge smokers? Despite the fact that those who smokers are liable to die young, and they are selling it. You get it? So how careful could you be? We're just hearing the way you are vaccinated, where it doesn't mean you are this one, you know. How careful could you be? So you need to know how you process fear. How you process fear, not just to yourself, in the home, in family. There's no time, see. I'm talking to couples too. There's no place where doubt and unbelief is allowed, though. Let's say the truth now. We are in the room. I'm just saying it now. That's how I feel. There's no place called, you know, immune from the consequences of unbelief. Say, don't worry, when you get to your bedroom, or when you get into your house, you can walk in fear. You can walk, there's no issue. Demons won't go close to that area. They don't even, as soon as you get into your house, you can backslide. No. Anywhere you speak doubt, you will see the result of doubt. Anywhere. So, planting the right seeds at the right time is also important. And when is the right time? Now. When?
Now.
When?
Now.
Now, that means you hear it all the time. So, I said that we used to try to run away from news. But now. So, you just open your phone. Bah! So, do the careful things. There are some folks on friend. There are some folks on follow. Some of them are even family people. Do you understand? You say, no big deal. You too, you are curious. Curiosity kills the cat. Be curious. It's curiosity that you went to find out what the devil wants to do for you. You now got to know you are not afraid. Were you not the one that went to look for you? Eh? You click on it. Yeah, leave me one minute. So you guard your heart. Amen? Luke 1. Learning something? Luke 1. Now this is something strange. An angel comes to a young girl and says, you know, you have a child. Luke 1. Fear not, Mary, verse 30, you have found favor with God. They said, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Those are the two texts I want to really share about that, but very similar. I shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. And shall become the son of the highest. And Jesus said, okay, verse 34. I mean, that's God's word, right? You are not likely to hear this testimony anywhere. Like, nobody comes up and says in church, Pedro, no. That's how an angel came, man. I became from Pedro and said, praise the Lord! You know, but this is not something you hear every day. You read it as a prophecy in scripture, just felt something God is going to do somewhere, then you are now the one to believe God for it. Hey! No prior teaching by pastor. No prior context. And God says, you're going to have a child. And he says, how can this thing be? The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. Now, she didn't ask a doubtful question. This is the difference between Zachariah. She didn't say, Zachariah's case was different. How can this be? She didn't say, how now? Oh, let's face reality. How can it be? How? She's asking so that she can believe for it. Like, pastor, how do I pray for the deaf? It's not like saying, pastor, pray for the deaf. Like, how do I pray for the deaf? How do I minister to someone who is possessed? That's the kind of question she asked. Not, Have you seen possessed people before, sir? That's not the question that you asked. So you have to really wonder, you have to really check the kind of things on your mind. Like I said today, I said, the mind is both what God uses and what the devil uses. So you have to really look at what you do with your mind. Now see this. So the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. And then look at 37. With God, nothing shall be impossible. The original Greek says, no word of God is void of power. No word of God lacks the ability. Say God's word has the ability to do what it says it will do in the right atmosphere. Don't forget that. In the right atmosphere. Don't let God's word be struggling amongst many things that you have heard. It's just struggling. It's just one of the many options you have on your table. No. Since no word of God is void of the ability to do what it says. Then 38. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me. See how simple faith is. Be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me according to your word. That's how simple faith is. Be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. I was going to read the testimony for us, maybe the next time. And the guy just, that day was very funny. I learned this from Brother Hagin and Mark Hankins. Just said, sir, so, and mentioned this. Was a critical condition, going to the clinic, etc. It was in the middle of the night. So I just sent a text on Facebook. I just said, Mark 11, 22 to 24. We believe God. Good night. It's like an auto response. I just said it. I didn't even know who was talking. I didn't know what was the case. I just said, well, God's word is God's word. I don't have to know what you're talking about. I don't even have to do anything extra. If this is God's word, it will remain good. I just sent it. So later on, I just said, thank you, sir. So, good testimony. I was going to say, I can't even remember, but we thank God. You know, just God's word. I'm sure the fellow must have thought, I got a rhema. You know, and that was good for him. This man got a word for me. And that was it. No matter what I was doing, he received God's word in simplicity. Said, be it unto me, according to your word. Hallelujah. And that's how faith works. According to your word. So let's look at this. You know, oftentimes, let's say Hebrews 11. A simple way to exercise your faith in healing. Don't forget how we started. Learn to plant, okay? Okay? Plant every day. Plant every day. Hallelujah. Plant every day. Every day. Every day. Someone told me, he said, well, that he couldn't attend the prayer meetings, that World Changers Conference, that he's just looking at it. Your boss was laughing. I'm sure the person is here. Boss was laughing and said, I don't even know. Oh, my God. I said, his heart, that if he stands for 1 hour. I said, so, I think it was around, just about the time we started services last year, about August. So I said, so from now till December, you are pre-informing me of how you will not stand. I said, why not? Start from now to December. And begin to use your words. I mean, you had pictured December from August. And you had told yourself that. So, which means. So, I said, from now, why not start sowing seeds? Why not just start saying that at World Changer 2020, you know, I'll be healed. By World Changer 2020, I'll be healed. 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 Imagine doing that every day. I said, okay, sir. You know, after the meeting, he said, he didn't even have, you know, he didn't talk about sleeping. He didn't mention that part. No, so that I don't add to the testimony. He can work for sleeping too. Okay, so, imagine keep saying like that. Look at the number of times you rehearsed a doctor's report. You can even say it offhand. There's somebody I saw. I was going to minister to the person. The person studied a Greek in school. No, biochemistry. By the time he was done analyzing this thing, I was not the one asking him questions. Oh, so this one said, ah, he said, this part of it is gone. We thank God. And he wasn't looking at the report. He was already saying it. What if you spent that time? Because whether you know it or not, it is what it is. What you need to know is the healing, not the sickness. You don't get healed with the depth of information you have about sickness. They don't. So I said, why not start sowing the seeds now? This is just August now. Start to sow the seeds now. Every day. You can just say, on Monday, on Wednesday, on Thursday. You can be intelligent about it and say, I'll just spend 2 hours and I'll just meditate upon Healing School 2020. I'll just meditate over and over, over and over. I'll hear it again and again till I'm able to preach it to myself. I'll do it consistently. I can tell you, by that December, just like that brother, it will be gone. Sometimes you don't even know it has gone. Because as you keep meditating, your mind naturally will leave the sickness. Naturally, you will stop thinking about it. Naturally, you stop. How many of you have gotten healed that way before? That you didn't even know when you got healed. Because you have put your attention totally away from it. Not that you are denying the fact, though, but you have been so much on the word. He sent his word, healed my sicknesses. He sent his word. And you are just on that. You had feasted on that so much. And you know, there's this testimony of this brother. I usually don't pay attention to it. I think it was just last year or 2 years I now said it. Now, there was Brother Hussey, who's a medical doctor. He was his friend. So he just told him to chat me. So it was BlackBerry. So the funny thing about that story was this. He told me, he wrote pages about what his sickness was. I didn't read it. It was when he gave the testimony that I understood what he was saying. I just said, okay, well, are you ready to act on God's word? He said, yes. Get him scripture. Let's believe God. I didn't know what the sickness was. And the thing he said, they had plagued him for 11 years or so. He said, that was the day that normally you go to that was the last time. This was about 6 years ago. I didn't know what it was. I didn't even know what he was talking about. I didn't read it. I mean, you know, I have to read. So I've now become a doctor without license. I don't know. I'll be going to when somebody like this. That one is Apalentia. What is that? This thing? Even my school book, I never sabiam. I'll not be reading. Yeah, never. So what's the point? I didn't read it. But when he now said just that simple chart, he took it and stood on God's word. He said one day his mom said, there was a long time you visited me. He said, I've not had to do it. Just a conversation. That's why I said, you don't have to be a scholar. You just have to believe God. And you know you are a believer. You know you are a believer. It's easier for you to believe than to doubt. You are a natural believer. One, God made man to believe. Naturally. Now you now have the spirit of faith. Can you see it? No, that's double layer. You are a man that can believe. Human beings believe. You are now born again. So look at Hebrews 11. Amen. You know you don't have to wait for someone to pray for you. Hallelujah. No, you don't have to. You don't have to wait for anything. God's word on any subject can heal the body. You know what I'm saying? God's word on angels can heal your body. God's word on marriage can heal your body. God's word, if I walk in love, can heal your body. Lest I say this one. You know, in praying, I saw this, and I was going to share this in service, but I'm just there to say it. You know, for some of us here, and I'm saying this by the Spirit of God, I'm saying it because I'm reminded. I saw it in a vision. Some of us, if we can just correct our love walk, we'll walk in health. Many times, we come with a baggage of demonic activities when we are in strife, bitterness, you know, We come with it. We don't know how much damage it does to us. If you can just straighten out, you know, straighten out. Imagine being full of joy. Just being full of joy. Just correcting that mood of yours and be full of joy. Be full of joy. Nothing, you know, some of us, our joy is just Holy Ghost meeting. I'm going to say, glory, glory. Be full of joy in your office. Be full of joy at home. Amen. You will discover that a lot of the things you struggle with in your health will correct. Be corrected. And the same thing, I just saw it. Some of us just need to take away that. It's like an hindrance. An hindrance, unforgiveness. You're holding on to a wrong for a long time. It makes sickness stay longer in your body. It does. You know, Jesus will say someone to the sick, you say your sins are forgiven. What is the issue with forgiveness and sickness? James 5. If he has anything, it's forgiven him. Now, the point is that, of course, we're not saying that, okay, when you sin, God brings sickness to you. You know better than that. But there's just something about you walking in love. Walk in love. You know when you walk in unforgiveness? When you walk in bitterness, you know you're walking in the flesh. Eh? And you're walking in the world. Who is the God of this world? Satan. Satan, unbelief, depends on how you look at it. Both Satan, unbelief, darkness, same thing. So, just decide that this is August 8th, 2021. I'll just be free from malice. Be free from, I won't have any tussle with anyone. Because I saw it clearly. Some of us just need to straighten that part. It was last week Sunday, I saw it when I was in Abuja. Straighten it, just correct it. And settle it in your heart. No more unforgiveness, malice, bitterness. No more bringing up past wrongs. You know, some of us are experts at it. When you bring it up, even God will say, your heart is just free from offense. That's so that in your workplace, in your home, you have an advanced forgiveness. You are an overcomer over sickness and disease. So straighten that area out. Straighten it out. Amen. Now, this is another way you get healed. By instructions. You know, I didn't teach anything on that, just an instruction. So straighten this out. I once gave somebody an instruction over his diet. And that is how he got healed. Say, God told me to tell you this. Well, you can have said it before. I was in one meeting with Mark Hammond, said that he had gone to the doctors. He had prostate cancer. And then God just said, Mark, do this and do this. And that's all. And that was in the natural. That's how he got healed. Not drugs or anything. You know, that was it. Sometimes that's an instruction. Sort this out. Go and sort this out, you see. Yeah, sort this out. You just practice walking in the spirit, walking in love, walking in joy. And you see how many things you will correct. Amen. Are you there? Alright. Hebrews 11. This is the real core of today. I'm just going to talk about it for 10 minutes. And that's all. Look at verse 11. Through faith, Sarah also. Now, why is Sarah also? Because usually we talk about Abraham. Right? And I remember this text. A lady had come to me. You know, she was a church council member of another Pentecostal church. So they had believed God for children about 5 years or six. So they had pronounced that the husband had low sperm count. They said they went to France. And they had done a lot of tests and all that. And nothing came out of it. So she came to, Edmond Christian 1A. So she said, what do I do? Now, one of the things I noticed was that she had a belief system problem. So she saw a tape. Maybe you have seen that tape before. It was 2003, I think. Saw a tape. And that tape was, why bad things happen to good Christians. She said, it's true. One needs to know why. That, you know, maybe the way God allows these things. I said, come back. So I knew that my journey was long. I said, no, it's not what you think. Oh, say, hey. Say, go and listen first. So I went to check them at home. The husband was not really interested because he just felt they had gone around a lot of prophets. So, who is this young guy? If I look at his car cannot even carry me. So I was like, look at what is this? What kind of grace does he have? You know, and you know, those kind of things. So then she came. I said, well, let me tell you something. Hebrews 11:11 says, Sarah herself. Now, and I said, They said it's a low sperm count, etc., etc. So for the truth is that, I mean, I said, but the thing is coming to your body, right? He said, yes. The power of God can turn it into a high sperm count. Yes, in your body. He said, eh. I said, yes. So I gave her that scripture. She said, look at it. Sarah herself. Sarah also. That means, we all talk about Abraham a lot. Because the Bible is patriarchal, really. Because of the culture, not God. You know, not language is patriarchal. That's what I say. So you see, Sarah. She received strength to conceive seed. That's what I told her. The first thing that happened was, she came. She said she didn't even know she was pregnant. One early morning, she had a miscarriage. She didn't even know. That was when she got to the hospital, she said, I said, of course, the miscarriage is wrong. I mean, we're not just conscious because we're not, you know, much in faith about it. I said, that shows you something now. What does that show you? I said, that's what I'm telling you. That means what you said that day. I said, it's not what I said, what the Bible says. You know, they have their third child. That's it. It's as simple as that. Imagine going around to hospitals. You'll have been schooled in what cannot happen. Say Sarah herself. Now look at it. And she was even a child. When she was past age. You know, some of us say some stupid things. You join the world to say silly things. You know. Some of those ridiculous. And you see Christians say confidently. They exercise faith in it though. That you know now. Maybe you know. I don't know. You are the one telling me. Says past age. Because she judged God faithful. Hallelujah. And that's the essence of today's healing school. Judging God faithful means you can just remember something. I say, how many of you have been healed before? Come on. Okay, how many of you have seen a miracle before? Not the minister, a miracle. It could be anything. A miracle of deliverance, a miracle of direction, provision. Have you seen it? So God judged him faithful. She just judged him faithful. You know, it hasn't happened to her before, but she has seen God in other areas. She said, I judge him faithful. If he did this one, he can do this one. I judge him faithful. What about the times that you fell sick? What about remembering the time you got healed? The psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Anybody like that? I forget not. Amen. And forget not. Just remember, he's done this one before. Hallelujah. Now, it may look like this one is longer, it doesn't matter. I can wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it will happen now, Abby. And sometimes, the longer it waits, it looks sweeter. Amen. I can wait. One thing I'm sure, I'll be healed. Amen. That's what I told the doctor. I said, forget it, don't worry. I said, I'll be back. I'll be healed. You know why I said this? Because of the confidence of the one that happened 9 years before. I said, don't worry. What he said was supposed to be fair. I said, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I say that thing a lot. I say, I'll be fine. Why do I say it? Because I've seen God do it. I've been at the lowest of low. I said, no, I'll be fine. We'll come out tops. Amen. There was something my dad used to say a lot, and I adopted it. He used to say it, in fact, he can say it 10 times in 10 minutes, or in 1 minute. He said, Olorun aseyan. God will work a miracle. You just say it easily. You just say it. And I said, that's true. You know, I'm a believer. I can say that all the time. There'll be a miracle. There'll be a miracle. And he judged him faithful. Faithful. And that could go to any area of your life. Just remember, I said, it has come through before. I'm sure. I'm sure. Amen. I'm sure. And just relax. Don't worry. Some people will now be concerned. Don't worry. Amen. God's word is working. When I'm sleeping, God's word is working. Hallelujah. So she judged him faithful. And I want you to practice that. Just judge him faithful. Faithful means that he's able to do the same thing again. Right? And again. And again. And again. Both for you and for someone else. I judge him faithful. I judge him faithful. Hallelujah. I judge him faithful. He's able to do it again and again. Praise the Lord. And that's the essence of this healing school. That's the message for this healing school. Judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. You've seen him do something before now. Hey now. That's all. Just put that testimony. Imagine saying it again and again. That you know what? you know when I was so and so, you know, God healed me. Imagine saying it all the time. There was somebody who was diagnosed of something a few weeks ago. So he said, sir, you know, and they told him that his heart was, you know, wanted to get married. So I got him married then. Said his heart, this one, he said, I said, you know what you're going to do? Say what? Said, God has healed you before. I said, now dare the devil. This week, go and heal the sick. That thing works like this. Said, go and heal the sick. Said, sir, I said, just go everywhere and lay hands on the sick. It normally triggers boldness on your part to receive healing for yourself. Amen. So I didn't talk about months after, I think this was early in the year. I said, sir, I can't find the trace again. I said, I knew what I was telling you. Hallelujah. I judge God faithful. This week I judge God faithful. This month I judge God faithful. This year I judge God faithful. You do the same thing that He has done again and again. Again and again. Sarah herself. Sarah didn't have Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. She didn't have Psalms, prophets. She didn't have Matthew. But she just knew God has done something before. And if you can do this one, you can do this one. She's just a typical human. These guys are not, they are regular people. When God spoke, them, they doubted. Just like you said, eh? You know? And then she was correct. She said, okay. I believe God. One of the most powerful statements in the world. I believe God. Amen. Even when I don't feel like it, I believe God. Even when there is no evidence, I believe God. Even when the symptoms are there, I believe God. I'm willing to wait and see God's power work. I believe God. Amen. I judge God faithful. I judge God faithful. Don't forget to guard your heart, right? Guard your heart and judge him faithful. Then you do it again. Well, you also saw something in your body, you know, strange, of course, to scare you. You just say, well, I've seen something in my body too before like that. And he just left. I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, medication, as you're taking it, you know that the medication is there, you know, taking care of the symptoms and all that. But yeah, I believe God. I believe God, everything is working well. I believe God. I believe God. Amen.
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 I believe God.
It's
a powerful statement, though. That I'm taking God at His word. I believe God. I judge Him faithful. Amen. Sing that song again, you say, we'll just close. Amen. Have you seen healing now? Hallelujah. Sing the song again, you say, amen. No, just sit down and listen to it. Amen. Sometimes go to listen to something. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe God, though. I judge him faithful. In any area, you know, in any area, healing, your health, your family, direction, your finances, I believe God. I'm a believer.